Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Hillary Clinton has returned to the spotlight with her new book, What Happened? Clinton spoke with Morning Edition today, and joining us now is Here and Now political analyst Angela Rye, Democratic strategist. Hi, Angela.
Hello, Jeremy. Happy to be here.
Well, great to have you. And let's listen to what Hillary Clinton said when Morning Edition host Rachel Martin asked her if this book relitigates the past and maybe doesn't help the Democratic Party move forward. Here's what she said.
Well, they don't have to buy my book, and they can turn off the radio when they hear me talking. I'm not going anywhere. I have the experience. I have the insight. I have the scars that I think, give me not only the right, but the responsibility to speak out.
So as a Democrat, Angela, are you happy to see Hillary Clinton return to the spotlight?
I don't think Hillary Clinton ever left the spotlight. I think that she's made quite a dent in electoral politics on a presidential level. She's been around for decades, right? And I don't think, to her point, that she is going anywhere. Hate it or love it.
But does she help the Democrats by coming back with this big book tour and talking about the 2016 election and what she thinks went wrong?
Well, so, and I think here's a real challenging piece. Like, we can pretend like we didn't just have, you know, the battle royale, both in the primary and in the general election in 2016. But even if we bury our hands in the sand, in quicksand, right, like, it's still a struggle that we very much have to deal with. I've been approached by folks in the Democratic Party and super PACs about leaning into Democratic politics and advising and putting my name on things. And I'm not ready to do that. So there is a huge divide. I know that I'm not someone, Jeremy, that you expect to kind of bite their tongue, and I'm not going to start doing it now. There are a lot of problems. I think, you know, the Democrats' response to Charlottesville was weak and lukewarm. I think there are a number of spaces that we have a lot of work to do, and I think the main leaders have been Democrats in Congress. But when you get outside of that and you turn your attention to what's going to happen in 2020, I think you have a lot of different interests, and they're not all on one page right now. And the only way to really get there is to ensure that folks can have honest, unfiltered, and raw conversations. And maybe her book will be the opening to that.
Well, in her book, she blames sexism. She blames media coverage of her. She says that husbands and fathers told women not to vote for the girl. Do you think that that's fair? And do you think that she's taking enough responsibility for the loss?
Well, I definitely think Hillary Clinton has some owning to do, right? Whether we're talking about when she talked about wiping it with the cloth or something about the emails or some of her other kind of sarcasm that didn't really land. But there also is a ton of sexism in electoral politics. I think we can see that by the sheer number or lack thereof of members of Congress, both on the Senate and the House side. I think we can see it nationwide. And I came to the conclusion pretty early on, both in the primary and when you started to see the surge of evangelicals who said they would vote for Donald Trump. It was very clear to me. I grew up in the church. I grew up in the Church of God in Christ, kind of 16 to 25. And Jeremy, women were told they couldn't lead congregations, that they weren't the heads of households. So if you're not the head of a household, you can't be the head of a congregation. You certainly can't be the commander in chief. And so sexism does have a role to play in this. Does that mean that Hillary Clinton was the perfect candidate? No. But compared to Donald Trump, she was Michael or Michelle, the archangel. So we have to remember who she was up against. And when I think you remember who she was up against and what she was up against, it's clear sexism had a lot to do with it.
Well, one of the people that she was up against
and
that she talks about in this book is Bernie Sanders. And she said that Sanders hurt her during the primary. Do you think that's fair? Because I remember at the time, some of the analysis was this is going to make her a stronger candidate going into the fall because she's got a real fight in the Democratic Party.
I think that's right. I think I was one of those folks that thought that he was going to strengthen her. I don't know that I would say that Bernie Sanders hurt her. It may have made her more vulnerable, but I think that those vulnerabilities would have been exposed one way or the other.
Do you think she's planning to run again?
No, I don't. I think she made it clear from what we've seen of the book, which is not much. By the way, people are going nuts about this, and we don't know so much about what's in this book. But I think she's making it very clear that those are not her intentions anymore.
Which Democrats do you think could run against Trump in 2020 and win at the moment?
Oh, man, I think that's really tough. There's been a lot of chatter about the only two Black Democratic senators we have, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. There's been a lot of chatter about Elizabeth Warren. There's been a lot of chatter about Joe Biden, who seems like he really is ramping up. And I got to be honest with you, I love all of those folks. And I think they're all very, very strong. So I'm just looking forward to a really good race. And I'm looking forward to a fierce one. Again, I think that the Democrats still have a lot of identity and soul searching to do. And I think that it's healthy for us to do this in the public so people can align with, Democratic politics to the extent they feel it represents them. It's supposed to be the big tent. It's not always easy in a big tent.
That's Angela Rye, a Democratic strategist and Here and Now political analyst. Angela, thanks as always.
Thank you.